We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the last few words of Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, where it quotes the Mishnah, where it says in the Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Meshum Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva Sev Shem Rabbi Shua, that Shnayim Loiktim Kishuim, two people are gathering cucumbers in a Sada, Echa Loiket Potav, Echa Loik Chayiv, one of them is Chayiv, one's Potav, Oysa Maisa Chayiv. Someone does a ma'ase de kishuv to collect the kishuv mischayv. Right? Some other person does a trick is potter. Zok the gemara tapas on a chesam nala. Right? The gemara kashu. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shua, gamala. Do we learn? The Rabbi Kiva learned this membra of kishuvim. Do we learn it from Rabbi Shua? Well, we're going to show you from a long gishmak of brayso over here that he learned it from Rabbi Eliezer. But I learned it from brayso because chol Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanis, the famous Rabbi Eliezer who was a big, huge Talmud Chacham, and he had an argument with the Chachamim about the Tanu Achnoi, and they put him into Cherim, actually at the end of his life, Eliezer Shemutei, and because he didn't listen to the Chachamim. So there's a story, because Chol Rabbi Eliezer, when Eliezer got sick, Nichnasu Rabbi Kiva v'chaver levakroi. So Rabbi Kiva and his friends went to visit Rabbi Eliezer, who Yoshev v'kinuv shaloi, he was sitting in his canopy. V'hen Yoshev v'tarakim shaloi, they were in the hallway. They wanted to know if they'd come in, and they wanted to see if Rabbi Eliezer was a right for visitors. V'oysayim erev Shabbos haya, it was erev Shabbos. V'nichas Hurkanis benoi, and Rabbi Eliezer's son Hurkanis went inside lachloitz tefilov to take off his tefillin, and because it's already almost Shabbos, it was erev Shabbos. Garaboy, so Rabbi Eliezer screamed at his son, you know, I'm not ready to take off my tefillin yet. V'yotz menazifa, and he threw him out. So, So Hurkanis said to the people who came to visit, Rekiva, the Chaverov that came to visit, he says, looks like my father is close to death, and he's not badass, because he didn't want to take off his tefillin, it's almost Shabbos. Omalahen, so Rabbi Eliezer heard what's going on, and he says, it's your das, Hurkanis, and your mother's das in itifah. Which Rashi explains that she hadn't lit neiris yet, she hadn't made a tamanas chamin, she hadn't covered the chamin yet, and you're busy with isidar abana of tefillin. First, get all the Shabbos, everything ready for Shabbos, and then worry about tefillin. Like, tefillin's not possible to come to Issadarais. There's no Issam Lacha wearing tefillin. Even if you go outside and carry with it, like Rashi says, it's still Derech Malbush. It would not be a Daraisa at all to wear tefillin. So Rabbi Eliezer said, first worry about the Daraisas, then come here and worry about the Darabonans. So the Chum saw that Rabbi Eliezer was fully there. Kivin Shiroh Chum Shadaitim Yeshev Isalav. That Rabbi Eliezer's das was Muyushiv, and he was mamash fully there. So Nichnasuv Yeshu Farav, they came in. And they sat in front of him, Rochak Dalet Amos, 4 Amos away, because the halacha is that someone who's a nidui, you have to be 4 Amos away. Like Rashi says, they are nidui shebarchu, b'machlek is tanuri shalach noi. So they stood 4 Amos away, and visiting him, Amalei Lama Basem, Rabbi Eliezer asked, why did you come? Amalei Limo Torah Bamem, came to learn Torah. Amalei Vad Achshav Lama Lei Basem, until now, why didn't you come to learn Torah? Amalei Loi Hoyolonu Panai, we didn't have time. Which of course was not the real reason. The real reason was because of the nidu, the cherim. But because of the cover, the Rabbi Eliezer, they didn't want to say, oh, we didn't come because of the cherim. That's the Yad Ramah speaks out. Therefore, they said they didn't have time. Omalahen, so Rabbi Eliezer told the Chachamim, to me ani im yimusu misis atzman. It'll be a penalty to me if you die a regular death. And the reason why he was saying this is because they were mezalzel b'Torah. They didn't come learn from Rabbi Eliezer, who was a huge god. They didn't come learn from him. He held it was a taina. He said, "You're not going to die a regular death." Only Rabbi Kiva shali ma'awot borami. Omalai shalach kash b'shalam. Yours will be even worse. We know that Rabbi Kiva was one of the Saru Gemalchus and was killed in a terrible way. So he says, "Yours will be worse than them." And Rashi explains why Rabbi Kiva deserve worse. So Rashi, the reason is because your heart is open like a hall, a big chasen hall. If you would have learned by me, you would have learned a lot of Torah. So not those days were Esav. So Rabbi Eliezer took both his arms, v'nicham alibay, put it on his heart. It's like my, these two hands are like the two Sifrei Torah. Shniglalim harbe Torah. Shniglalim that are rolled up. Harbe Torah lamarati. I learned a lot of Torah. V'harbe Torah limarati. And I taught a lot of Torah. Harbe Torah lamarati. I learned a lot of Torah from Marabeim. Lichasarti Maraboisa. I feel kelav malakik minayam. Which means that his Rabbeim was so big that when he learned Torah from them, he didn't make a dent in the Torah they knew compared to the Torah he knew. The difference between the two Torahs of his Rebbe and him was like a kelev malakim and a yam. It took a little bit out of the yam. There was so much more Torah there. And regarding his Talmidim, Habri Torah Lamarti, I taught a lot of Torah, Lechasruni, Talmidai, and my Talmidim did not take from me, Elo, Kemechov Sheferis, like a little feather dipped into the Sheferis, which you use for makeup. Again, saying in a big way that how he had so much Torah to give, but only a little bit was taken from him, was learned from him. I can teach 300 halachas in the hilchas of Maris Negoyim, the colors of Negoyim. That's Beheres Azah, means a strong white. No one even asked me any questions on it. And besides the shilas that I got that would answer, even without shilas, I have 300 own tshuvas on the sugya of Beheres Azah. Some say, not 300, some say 3,000. In the halachas of Netias Keshuim, which is Mine Keshafim, Kishif, that idea of the Kishif, the whole Sada could be full of Keshuim. Could be 3,000 halachas, if you want Girsa, in those halachas. No one ever asked me about this. Chutz, Ma'akiva ben Yosef, which is Rabbi Akiva. Besides Akiva ben Yosef, the Pamachas, one time, me and Rabbi Akiva were walking in the street. Omali Rabbi. So Rabbi Akiva told me, Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi, lamdeni Matias Keshuan. Teach me something in the sugya of Matias Keshuan. So that's what Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Yezer. So Amar teacher Rabbi Yezer said, Dava Echad, said one word, he said, Abyssal Kishav, Nismali Kalasada Keshuan. The whole property, the whole soda, got full of cucumbers. Amali Rabbi, you taught me now how to plant the kishuf. Show me akira. Amarti, I said one thing. The sculpture, they all gathered in one place. So it has, well, see, the Gemara was asked later on. Hey, lad, do kishuf? How can we do kishuf? But he showed him these halachas. He showed him these halachas of kishuim, and it seems like that he learned the halachas of kishuim, which we had in our Mishnah. From Rabbi Eliezer, that's Mir's Moros Kasha. Heck, he said he learned it from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva learned it from Rabbi Eliezer. That Rabbi Eliezer taught him the halachas of the Tias Keshuim when it comes to Kishuv. Rabbi Eliezer taught it to Rabbi Akiva. But the Bryce goes weiter. Omru Loi, the Chacham asked Rabbi Eliezer, what's the halach of the following things? The following items are all items which are wrapped in leather and inside it has a filling. And we'll explain the Mashiach soon. A kador is a ball that's made out of leather, and inside it's stuffed with wool. That's a kador. Imus is a form or a shape that you shape the shoe around it, and it's also made out of leather, and it's also stuffed inside with different things that make it hard. Today you use wood, like Rashi says. Va'kameya. Kameya also is something they wear as a ornament around the neck. It's also something that's leather that's filled. V'tzurah ha-magolis. And tzurah ha-magolis is something used to wrap a diamond with a pouch. And mashgolas katana is a small weight. A lot of times also, they covered it with a leather covering so it shouldn't get chipped. So these items, so what was the shiloh of these items? The shiloh is like this, that we know something that's leather, in order to be kavotoma, has to be a base kibble. Now this doesn't really have a base kibble, but it does, because it's filled, so it has a base kibble. On the other hand, that's not really a base kibble, because that's the way the item is shaped, like a ball, for example. Is that called base kibble? It's filled with tzemer, but no, on the other hand, that's the ball. The ball is made to be closed. It's not made to hold something. So something that has a base kibble, but the whatever is inside it is made for the use of the item, that's what the item is, it's not called a base kibble. So that was Machlekes, Rav Yez and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer said it's a kavod tuma because a base kibble osu lemalois is called a kibble. Something that's made to be filled is called kibble. And Rabbi Hold, no, it's not called a base kibble. That was one machlekes. Another machlekes about these items were if lemaisa, it gets opened up, and if it's opened up, so then it could be kavod tuma because It's opened and it now could be a base kibble, it could be a receptacle. So then it is mekabel tumah. Shaila was another machlekes. if you want to be tovelet, could you keep the insides inside it? Chum say no, it's chatzitza. Leza says no, whatever's inside is not a chatzitza. So two machlekes from Leza Chama. First of all, when it's closed, it's a makabel tuma. It's cool based kibble. And number two is if it becomes tame, let's say it's open, the kulam becomes tame, could it become tahar without taking the inside out? So Chama held that it's not makabel tuma, and it is chaytzitz. And what did they ask? Rabbi asked, "What do you hold? Did you chayz on yeshita?" And he said, "No, I hold the same thing." They are tummy, the ksidah based kibble. When you retire it, you don't kick. Leave the inside. The stuffing inside it. Another child, they asked him, minos agabia imum, a shoe that's complete, but it's still on its mold. It's still on the mold. I didn't take it off yet. Is that called a makabel tuma? A shoe is called complete or not? Mao. Omalahem, who tar? He said it's tar. Because Rabbi Bonner held that was tummy because it's finished. But he said, no, it's tar. The yotzon is shmos of a tyrant. When daddy was nifta, he was nifta right before Shabbos, or maybe even on Shabbos, on Takla, but he was nifta right before Shabbos, and his levaya was in Mosh Shabbos. The yotzon is shmos of a tyrant. Omar Rav Shua Raglav Omar, hutar neder, hutar neder. Rav Shua stood up and said, the neder is hutar, the neder that they made, neither did they matter. Well, Mosh Shabbos, must have been right before Shabbos. You can't be matter neder on Shabbos, that's not negated for Shabbos. So, Mosh Shabbos, Pogaboy Rabbi Kiva, Matzah Shabbos, the Levaya went left, and Rabbi Kiva met the Aroin min Kesri Lelud. He met the Aroin, and they changed the Girsa here a little bit, not Min, they changed the Girsa, Bain, some changed the Girsa, Bain Kesri Lelud, he met the Aroin. He was in pain so much that he was hitting his basar until Domai was Shoyis La'aretz. Tosis asks, what happened to the Issa Serot Nefesh? You're not allowed to scratch yourself on mace. So Taisim Shemsel and Nefesh Lekard was some Torah covered. He was doing it out of the pain of losing the Torah covered. Come on, Harry Ma'ay, especially. We'll see what he said. So he's hitting his basar. Achadom and Shoy Slaretz. Pasuk of Ashura, he started off the Hesped V'Amar. Avi Avi Rechev Yisrael. Uparashov. Father, the chariot of Klal Yisrael. Harbi Moyes Yeshli, I have a lot of money. I have no Shulchani to change the money with. Which means he has a lot of Torah, but he doesn't want to talk to. And that's what Tosha explains. That's why there's no Issep Makev Sari. The pain was for losing the Torah that he lost. Alma, okay, Adkan, the Brisa. So what do you see? You see that Rabbi Kiva learned the Sugya of Kishuim for Rabbi Eliezer. How can I say Rabbi Kiva learned the Sugya of Kishuim for Rabbi Yeshua? He learned it for Rabbi Eliezer. Alma Rabbi Eliezer Gomra. Zokta Gemara, you're right. Gomra Rabbi Eliezer. V'lo Yisav Ruah. He learned the sugya of Kishum from Rabbi Eliezer, but he didn't understand it so good. Hodu gam Rabbi Yeshua v'azbra. Then he learned from Yeshua, and Yeshua explained it, and v'azbra later explained it, and he understood it. So he started off learning from Rabbi Eliezer, but Lamaisa, at the end of the day, he learned it from Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara has a question. How could Rabbi Eliezer do his kishuv? Hey, Chavachi. Va'am va'anantan ha'utra mishnah, oysa ma'isa. Some of those are ma'isa of kishuv with Kishum is chayiv. So how could Rabbi Eliezer do such a thing? It's chayiv skil chasham. And the Gemara l'islamit shani. To Rekiva wanted to know how to do this. So what it was. So the teacher of Rekiva allowed to do it. Dama Mara, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yisilmad La'asais. You're not Lo Yisilmad La'asais. La'asais at the Lomad. You're not learned to do it. Avat the Lomad L'hava L'hairis. You're allowed to learn it in order, and to do it in order to teach other, and to understand other Tamidim, the Halachis, you're allowed to do this. Keshev. Hadin Allah, Arba Mises B'Nadah.